KROC AM, Rochester's Good Morning. Rich Peterson here. Joining us right now from the Rochester Downtown Alliance is Ender Goachman. Ender, how you doing?
I'm doing very good, Rich. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, here's the deal. See, we got Social Ice coming up this weekend.
We do.
I'm looking at the forecast here, Ender. 41 on Thursday, near 50 Friday, into the 50s on Saturday.
Yes.
Not conducive for long-term ice.
It's not. No, it doesn't really fit the name, right? Social ice.
So are you going to change it to social water? What happens if there's
water,
no ice?
Social mediocre temps. So it's a three-day festival, right? It starts on Thursday, mm-hmm. the 16th. So I just encourage everyone who really wants to go out there and experience some of the sculptures that'll be there to get there as early as possible. So Thursday. But leading up to the event, we do have like the ice carvers. They have portable freezers and mm-hmm. portable ice trailers. So they keep
it looks like
really
it'll be
cold.
Still good Wednesday. They're going to be carving them on Wednesday. Is that the deal?
Yeah, actually, I think starting maybe even tomorrow. So they're going to be starting. You can see them all week. Mm-hmm. So you can always come check them out earlier. But the show does go on. So the ice bars themselves are built very thick. They're very hardy. So those typically will be just fine. If there's any issues with like it falling apart, obviously we'll take care of that. But you can still serve stuff on the ice bars. Unfortunately, the ice sculptures might just start melting.
Okay.
But yeah, you can definitely still check them out. So earlier the better. We also call it the linger longer effect. So it's a little bit nicer out. People tend to linger a little bit longer, so you can enjoy your time a little bit more outside.
What are the hours?
Yeah, so on Thursday, that's the 16th, it's from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. Friday, it's going to be 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., and then Saturday, it's also 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And if you want to come out on Friday, actually, Chad Greenway, Minnesota Vikings linebacker, will be there.
From really?
5 p.m. to 6 p.m., yeah. He's going to be at the Minnesota Super Bowl Host Committee booth alongside Mayo Clinic. They're our premier partners, and we're excited to have them there. So he'll be there taking photos with fans. So definitely check that out. It's another reason to come out on Friday, again, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m.
You know, I heard, because he was down for the Sports Commission banquet, Rochester Amateur Sports Commission, and spoke there. And I had heard that somebody had mentioned, yeah, I think he's coming back down for Social Ice. And I'm thinking,
he knows,
really?
He knows what's up, so he's gonna be there.
Well, why not? Hey, if it's good for Chad, it's good for us,
yeah,
huh?
Yep.
Or if it's good for us, it's good for Chad.
Because
we've been doing it for a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Social Ice, regardless of how hot it's going to get, will be going on.
The show will go on. Yeah. And again, so I just encourage folks to come out early if they want to see the ice sculptures. They'll be going on all week as they start constructing them. But then while you're there, too, there's obviously plenty to do.
Sure.
We have 7 full-service ice bars with specialty drinks, beer, wine, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite the sight to see while the ice is frozen. And then there's things to do, too. So we're going to have a couple contests going on. There's a photo contest that's online. You can win up to $200 with 4 runner-up prizes at $50 a piece, so that's always fun, too. But, yeah.
Go to the website, Downtown Rochester MN.
Yep, definitely. DowntownRochesterMN.com. Mm-hmm. You'll have all the information on Social Ice there, all the entertainment. And speaking of entertainment, we're going to have DJs there every night, too. So live DJs spinning hits and classics, mm-hmm. so something for everyone. That's, again, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
All right. No live bands out there, huh?
No live bands, no. We went to DJs. It's a little more interactive experience because they're right there on the floor. Before we had them from the sky, which is pretty cool to see, but you couldn't really interact with them. So that was we decided to bring some DJs down on the ground. And
you throw a snowball at the window.
But yeah. Yes, yeah. I don't recommend it, but
no, of course not. Talking with Ender Goachman this morning on KROC AM. All right, so now, looking farther ahead, you got to save the date. You got an event for the ladies?
Yes, yeah. So this will be our 2nd annual Ladies Night Out. It's March 23rd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Right here in downtown Rochester. It's a really fun event. We did it for the first time last year. We had hundreds of ladies show up, take advantage of basically things to do in downtown. A lot of the downtown businesses, so either restaurants, bars, retail shops, they're offering special deals, discounts for one night only on Ladies Night Out, March 23rd. And again, all of that information is on our website, downtownrochestermn.com. We have about 19 participating businesses right now, and all of their deals are listed on our website. You can check it out.
Excellent. Ender, thanks for coming in.
Always, thanks for having me.
Once again, it's downtownrochestermn.com, the website.